let's listen to the poem, Nine Gold Medals. The athletes had come from all over the country to run for the gold, for the silver and bronze. Many weeks and months of training, all coming down to these games. The spectators gathered around the old field to cheer on all the young women and men. The final event of the day was approaching. Excitement grew high to begin. The blocks were all lined up for those who would use them. The 100-yard dash and the race to be run. These were nine resolved athletes in back of the starting line, poised for the sound of the gun. The signal was given, the pistol exploded, and so did the runners, all charging ahead. But the smallest among them, he stumbled and staggered and fell to the asphalt instead. He gave out a cry in frustration and anguish. His dreams and his efforts all dashed in the dirt. But as sure as I am standing here telling this story, the same goes for what next occurred. The eight other runners pulled up on their heels, the ones who had trained for so long to compete. One by one, they all turned around and went back to help him and brought the young boy to his feet. Then all the nine runners joined hands and continued. The 100-yard dash now reduced to a walk, and a banner above that said, Special Olympics, could not have been more on the mark. That's how the race ended with nine gold medals. They came to the finish line holding hands still, and a standing ovation and nine beaming faces said more than these words ever will.